Our Lady of Good Success told Mother Mariana about a turbulence in the church at the end of the 19th century, and especially after the mid-20th century, and how Satan would wreak havoc through the Masonic sect. As these prophecies unfold and the days grow darker and darker, the number of faithful will be small and their faith will be sorely tested. However, the Mother of God promised that just when it seems that all is lost and paralyzed, she will intervene and trample Satan under her feet. She will turn the tide. There will be a great restoration and Jesus will reign through Mary. The promise of Our Lady's intervention echoes the message at Fatima, where Our Lady also promised that her Immaculate Heart would triumph. The life of Mother Mariana de Jesus Torres was recorded by Father Manuel Souza Pereira. Mariana was a Spaniard who came to Ecuador in 1575 with a group of Conceptionist nuns sent to found a convent in the New World. Only a young girl at the time, Mariana was already a mystic, favored with visions, especially of Our Lady and of Our Lord. In one of these visions, she was asked to offer herself as a victim soul in reparation for the sins of the 20th century. In those days, the Blessed Virgin said, the devil would launch a particularly vicious offensive via Masonic sects, which would gain political power. Corruption would spread, destroying the innocence of children in particular. The sacraments would be targeted. The children of Catholics would no longer receive baptism and confirmation as a matter of course. And the dying would be denied extreme unction out of ignorance and negligence. The Holy Eucharist would be profaned, stolen from churches, cast upon the ground, and trampled upon with filthy feet. The sacrament of matrimony, which symbolizes the union of Christ with His Church, would be attacked by laws doing away with marriage and promoting a life of sin. The consequent immorality would result in a death of religious vocations. As for the sacrament of holy orders, Our Lady said, the devil would labor with assiduity to turn priests away from their vocations and would corrupt many of them. These depraved priests, who will scandalize the Christian people, will make the hatred of bad Catholics and the enemies of the Roman Catholic and Apostolic Church fall upon all priests. Our Lady told Mother Mariana that in those difficult days, persons who invoked her under the title of Our Lady of Good Success would receive special graces and be under her particular protection. She promised that, when all seemed lost, she would intervene to save the Church. Our Lady at Quito in 1634 said that to test the faith and confidence of the just, there will be occasions where all will seem to be lost and paralyzed. This, then, will be the happy beginning of the complete restoration. Our Lady asked Mother Mariana to have a statue made of her under this title, holding the infant Jesus as well as the crosier of an abbess and the keys of the convent, and to have the bishop anoint the statue, thus installing her as abbess for the consolation and preservation of the convent and for the faithful souls of that time. This devotion will be the shield between divine justice and the prevaricating world. The prophecies of Our Lady of Good Success are a source of hope, encouraging individuals to remain steadfast in their faith and to seek her intercession during difficult times. Our Lady of Good Success, pray for us.